are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Matt Barber, Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. He's been closely following the debate over so-called hate crimes legislation, which proponents say provides protections for sexual orientation, while opponents say it's simply providing special rights for those people and clamping down on freedom of speech, particularly in the arena of religious freedom, saying that even preachers who preach biblical truth about homosexuality would be under government scrutiny. We also want to point out that there's some other provisions in this law that need some attention. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about one of the things that isn't getting as much attention right now, and that's what else is covered in here under this broad scope of sexual orientation, in addition to potentially being prosecuted for hate speech by speaking out against the immorality of homosexuality. There are types of behavior that are already considered criminal that would somehow be protected here, right?
That's right. It's unbelievable. Opponents of this bill, while it was still in Congress, H.R. 1913, before it passed, asked specifically, because this notion of sexual orientation and gender identity, these are these fluid, changing concepts that are not clearly defined, if there's even an attempt made to define them in the legislation. It's kind of like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. The APA has designated a number of sexual orientations that, and I put that in quotes, that would be covered under this bill. Opponents of this bill asked specifically, because it is so vague and confusing, that, for instance, pedophilia, which is designated as a sexual orientation, that there would be an amendment added to this bill to expressly remove protections for pedophiles. Proponents of the bill, those who have sponsored this bill, refused to allow that amendment. So pedophilia is one of the scores of sexual orientations that are included, that are protected, that are granted special preferred status under this legislation, to the exclusion of other classifications of people. For instance, the homeless, elderly, pregnant women, and on the list goes there. They are not granted these elevated protected guarantees, resources, federal resources, and enhanced penalties if they happen to become the victim of the crime. Again, opponents of this legislation, or at least those who were not fully sold on the legislation in its current form, asked that these additional classes, for instance, elderly, veterans, that they be added and also be granted this special hate crimes protections, federal protections. Again, the amendment was denied. So it's denying protections for veterans, for homeless people, for the elderly, that it's granting pedophiles. So this legislation is so it's just shocks the conscience, but it's constitutionally dubious on so many levels. That's why the Bush administration had put out, when it was in the last Congress, when this was being debated, put out a statement of administration policy saying that this bill was likely unconstitutional. Well, nothing has changed. It is still likely unconstitutional on First Amendment terms, 14th Amendment terms, which we're talking about right now, and 10th Amendment terms, which we can talk about here in a little bit. But in terms of the 14th Amendment, here we have the 14th Amendment guarantees equal protection under the law. This law, this hate crimes legislation, is a prima facie violation of the 14th Amendment in that it guarantees unequal protection under the law. It grants people who define their identity based upon their, quote, sexual orientation, homosexuals, cross-dressers, in this case pedophiles, it grants them special preferred victim status and resources and enhanced penalties that other people are not granted. This violates equal protection under the law. It's clearly unconstitutional.
Now talk a little bit more, Matt, about what the APA, the American Psychological Association, and their role in this. Why? Because they have classified certain proclivities in people automatically means that they're being considered for special protections.
Well, that's right. There are a number of sexual orientations listed, 30 that are classified as sexual orientation. There are included in, among those are bestiality, or as we mentioned, pedophilia, and on. I mean, pick your poison.
Real quick, before we have to let you go here, Matt, we know it passed the House. What do we expect in the Senate?
Well, Barack Obama is pushing for this bill. It's been introduced in the Senate as S-909. I think we have a better chance of defeating it in the Senate, although it's still an uphill battle. We're asking that people notify their senators and say vote no on this discriminatory piece of legislation, unnecessary piece of legislation. And people have to understand, too, that it is entirely unnecessary. The FBI statistics show that there were 242 cases of aggravated assault in 2007 against homosexuals, for instance. Juxtapose that with 1.4 million violent crimes, and in every instance where there was an aggravated assault, existing laws came into play and equal justice and equal protection was granted. There is no epidemic of hate crimes being committed against people based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. And where there it is, where these crimes are being committed, there is no evidence to suggest that they are not being prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Zero evidence, in fact, of that. So you have to look to the true motives behind this bill. That is twofold. One, to grant special minority status to people based on their sexual behaviors, and two, to silence any opposition of those sexual behaviors.
Matt, unfortunately, that needs to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
My pleasure, anytime.
Matt Barber is Director of Cultural Affairs at Liberty Council. This is Dateline Washington.